Rabbi Yisrael, let us begin. This week is Parshas Chayetzar. Parshas Chayetzar is the Parsha of Shiduchim. So I want to spend this week, we have four shiurim. We want to spend this week going over some minhagim that relate to Nisuin. I have a set, this is an old set, this is already 10 years, called Pardes Eliezer. Pardes Eliezer was put out by a Koilel. Kestenbaum, Tzvi Shmuel Kestenbaum. He has a Koilel. They put out probably 20, 30 volumes, all called Pardes Eliezer. It is a fascinating likut on Minhagim. It has a lot of, most of the Minhagim have a Chassidisha flavor. But it's not only they have everything. They've researched Minhagim and they've put together some very impressive volumes. They have an old Moadim, and I think the last volume they put out was an honor, it was a while ago, it was honor of I think the Belzer Bar Mitzvah. That was a long time ago, a couple of years ago. But one of the first things that they did was they put out six volumes on Minhagim of Nisuin. Minhagim Nisuin. So I have over here one volume, the last volume, and for today I want to discuss one volume which is virtually extinct. Now, even though I say it's virtually extinct, I'm going to show you, I have a theory, I don't know if this is correct, that it's not so extinct as you think. In fact, it's the source for a custom that we do. Is that on? What happened over here? Okay, so the minhag that we're going to talk about, I've never heard of this until I saw this in the Sefer, is on the Shabbos of the Sheva Brachos, and we're going to talk, there are many variations of the minhag. The minhag is to take out an additional Sefer Torah.
All the Sfarim do it.
The Sfarim do it?
Yeah, they read the Avraham.
And to read the Avraham Zokein Bo Bayim.
Very interesting.
You're telling me they still do this? They really do this?
The Parsha of Shaduchim. Very interesting. Very.
The Parsha of Shaduchim as the Maftir. Now, we're going to the Shabbos Sheva Brachos.
Right.
And this minhag goes back to the Goyim. The first one to record this minhag is, I think,
they call that Shabbos.
They call the Shabbos Avraham Zokin.
Interesting.
Avraham Zokin.
That's when they have the Ofra, but the Svartim.
The Shabbos after.
Ofra.
They're called up. Okay, so let's discuss some of the inyanim. This minhag is the real deal. It goes back to Rav Amram Goin. We're dealing with the Goinim. It's recorded by the Ritva. The Ritva writes about it.
Yeah.
The Avudraham, the Oruch. Okay, all the Rishonim. They discuss the minhag. This is the real deal. This is not a minhag which came up in the last 300 years. This is the real deal. At the end of the chapter, he takes note. He writes all the sources that this minhag was never accepted in Germany, in Ashkenaz, and in Poland. Poland, the Jews of Poland, kimat, never accepted this custom to take out a Sefer Torah in any shape or form and to read the Parsha of Avraham Zokein. He says in Italy also it was never accepted, and in Tunis. Tunis, we know for a fact that it was never accepted. So that leaves all to go travel through the generations of all the different places where Jews lived. If we know for sure that these played with Poland and Germany, so I don't know what they did in France. Does that mean that in France they did follow? Does Ashkenaz include France? I don't think so. Ashkenaz doesn't include France.
Well, Ashkenaz is Germany.
Ashkenaz is only Ashkenaz is Germany, and I guess Spain.
No, Svart is France.
So there are different parts of the world where this minhag was accepted. Okay, so let's discuss some of the issues. We have not seen this among us.
Why talking now?
Okay, so first of all, let's go through. I'm just running through memory. I went this very quickly. I just want to run through memory and tell you some ideas that were thrown out in this chapter. It's a very long, complex chapter. Number one, what is the purpose? Okay, please. What is the purpose of reading the Avraham Zokein? What would you imagine? What would come to mind? Why would you want to read this parasha? So he cites in the Kadmonim, the early commentators, a whole collection of very different reasons why it was learned. The first was Stam, a Simen Tov. It's in Yonah Dioma. There's a Chosan Kala getting married. It's a good Simen. So You read Avram Zakin Bayamim. You begin to read part of the parsha. That's one. It appears the main reason, I think the thrust of what he says in this chapter, you have to be carefully, was for an entirely different reason. It was a precaution against intermarriage. Very, very fasting. And you ask the average person off the street, why would you lay it? Oh, it's part of the Simchas Hayom. It's too late, but when a person goes out and is about to get married, everything is like that. It's, you know, in the back of your mind, I went to my friend's chasana, I went to my, all of my classmates, and all of them got married, and I went to the Shavuot Sheva Brachos, what we call Shavuot Sheva Brachos, and they laid the Avraham Zakein, and they laid the Pasuk right in the beginning, and what was the first thing it says, the Avraham Zakein, what's the key Pasuk? V'ashbiacha ba'ashem elokei ha'shamayim ve'elokei ha'aretz asher lo sikach isha livni mibnos haknani asher onochi yoshev bekirbo. Intermarriage was a major problem. It still is. 70%. 70% in the marriage. 70, wow. But obviously in Spain, in these different countries, there was a major problem. And in fact, that is why, according to what appears, they only lay in three psukim. Again, if you ask the average person, you're going to lay in the Avraham Zakein. You would say, oh, it's part of the Simchas Hayoim. So what are you going to lay in? You're going to lay in the entire parsha. Right, you're going to lay in Vayishava Hadava Aladava. You're going to lay in the whole section, all the way down, the whole story of Shaduchim. It's going to be a whole story, a whole spiel. No. They lay in three psukim. That was the whole deal, according to many, many of the companions. Avram Zakein bo bayomim, Hashem beirach hasar makol. Vayom Avram al avdu v'yol zikan beiso, hamashu chashalo, simno yodcho tachas yireichi, v'yashpiacho, b'Hashem elokei ha'shamayim, elokei ha'aretz, asher lo sikach isha livni, b'vnoi sakanani, asher nochi yoshei b'kirbo. Close the Sefer Torah, they're finished. Don't marry out of the faith. So when this became the norm in every Jewish simcha, it made an impression. So the next family, when they were thinking, who should be mishanechu? You know, what's so bad with mishanechu, the guy next door? People, it made an impression. Even though it's too late, in the chnami, it's too late for the couple. And if he entered anyway into marriage, he's not coming to shul, obviously. Anyway, not coming to shul. But when this became standard procedure for the Yudei Mushleimim, it was mechazek anyone that might be on the fringe. Anyone that might have half aminas. You know, maybe I'll, what's so terrible into marriage? Lo sikach libni. There's nothing to do with simcha. To giving, to make the chasna, we're going to throw bags. Rabbi Sai, I want to remind everyone, there's a wedding taking place. Intermarriage is awesome. Don't make any mistake about it. It's a very fascinating idea.
Maybe they should reinstitute them, especially in our times.
Well,
unfortunately.
No, really, listen.
Okay, this is very important. Other reason, like we mentioned before, is simcha. Now, other mafarshim say that's not the tam. Another whole, entirely different reason. The tam is a chasan is doymel lemelech.
Yeah, chasan.
And a melech, the chasan by sefer Torah. What you are asking our on premises in house, Bucky in Tanakh. What does it say about the melech? He has to write a Sefer Torah. And he has to hold it. A chasan is doymel lemelech. A melech has to write a Sefer Torah. A melech has to have a Sefer Torah with him at all times.
Yeah.
When a chasan got married, it wasn't so much what they read in the parsha. It was, they want the chasan to take a Sefer Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh and hold it. To be Mekayim, you are a chasan, you are doymel lemelech, and the most important thing a melech has to know is to be a Yorei Shemayim, and the only way you're going to be a Yorei Shemayim is having a Sefer Torah attached to you, call Yimei Chayav, and you should read the Sefer Torah.
It
was the Mishnah Torah, the whole Sefer Torah, just the Parsha Hazinu, Kei Nechnami, what was? But the point is, a chasan is a melech, and a melech has to have a Sefer Torah. So the ceremony, listen to this, it was not to lay in the Avraham Zakein Bo Bayomim. The ceremony was, after they finished laying, they finished the Sedra, and now they called up for a new psicha. Chasan, stand up and be mekayim what it says in the Torah. V'karubo kol yimeichav. Take out a Sefer Torah and stand with it. And in fact, this is a very big hakpada. They write about this in length. Is there was always a lot of fights in shul, which Sefer Torah you lean from. This was a big thing. Today we also have fights about. They have also kind of fights about this, but everyone had many people had their own Sefer Torah. They had a lot of pride, and everyone was competing from which Sefer Torah would they lean from every Shabbos. So it seems that in the shuls where they had this problem, they had a goyrel. They didn't even have a system. They took glatz and they could goyrel. They were a system. But on the week when there was a simcha, a chasan, then you take out the family Sefer Torah. The family has a Sefer Torah, not for the laning of the parasha. But when the chasan was called, now you're going to be mekayim, you're going to stand in front of the whole tzibur, and you're the melech, and you're going to hold the Sefer Torah, you take out of the Aron your family Sefer Torah, your father. So now, you're just going to take out a Sefer Torah, you have to read from it. So what are you going to read? It's an afterthought. So
interesting.
So we'll read from what's appropriate. Move Avraham Zakin. When you look at this sugya at face value, your impression is the purpose of taking out the Sefer Torah is to read the psukim the Avraham Zakin Bobayam. What are we going to read? We're going to read the Simchas Hayayim Barachasim of the Makor of Shidduchim. The Hashem Yotzah Hadavah. That's another time we'll come to in a moment. So no. The reading is not the ikar. The reading is an afterthought. The ikar is the chasan should take out a Sefer Torah and stand with the Sefer Torah and read. And so once you take out the Sefer Torah, you have to read. So we what are we going to read already? All right, so we'll read from the Avram Zakin Babayamim. Okay, that's a third time. Whole different approach to why, what you're trying to accomplish over here. Another time is to say, that I mentioned earlier that the common minhag appeared to have been to only lane three psukim. Three psukim, into marriage. But there are many other minhagim. This is a very old minhag. So there's a lot of stuff. There's a whole chapter. There's a whole lot of mekaris on this. All the Rishonim, Kadmainim, go back, far back, exactly what they did. And I'll show you a lot of different minhagim. But some had the minhag to lane seven psukim. Kenega in the 7 days of Sheva Bracha. Some of the minute to lay nine psukim until the very end, where it says Vayishav Alo Al Adaver Hazeh, and it seems some lay all the way until the very end because the time is to say Me Hashem Yotzah Hadaver Leucha Ledaber. To acknowledge, it's a public. It's a beautiful idea. That's another very, the fourth time. It's a very beautiful, when you come to Shidduch, everyone claims, like, you know, the Malach HaMavis. No one will ever blame the Malach HaMavis. It's because of this, because of this, because of this, because of this. The Malach HaMavis will never get the blame for death. So when it comes to Shidduch, unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets shortchanged. Not that often do we hear people say, how did the Shidduch come about? His friend, this Shatran, that Shatran, he knew someone, that one knew someone, he happened to be singles event. This singles event just clicked. Speed dating. There are so many different mahalchim of why Shidduchim come about. No one gives Hashem the credit. May Hashem Yotzah Hadavar. We lay in the entire parsha of Avraham Zakin Bo Bayamim to make a public acknowledgement. The one who makes Shidduchim is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not because of this or because of that. A whole different mahalach in why we do this. Okay, now. Let's jump around a little bit. Okay, now they give you a fifth reason. This is a very fascinating reason. The reason why we learn Avraham is this parasha. Let's say we learn the entire parasha with all the brachas, everything that it says there. Maybe you want to learn the bracha, you learn the song of the Nintel to the very end where it says, Achaseinu at. You want to say that pasuk? That's the Ikar Bracha. Why? Because not every parsha has brachas. You come to Sheva Brachas, it's the Teichacha. Teichacha is not so bad because there are brachas before the Teichacha. They are beautiful before and after. That's not. But let's say the one that they actually cite is Hazinu. It's a very interesting thing. The parsha that has bad nozzle is Hazinu. Hazinu doesn't really have brachas. Hazinu is pretty serious stuff. It's pretty harsh. That's what he writes. So let's say you have an ufruf or Shabbos Shev Brachas Parashat Hazinu. So the Chos and Kala get shortchanged. They don't have brachas. It's kapara. That's what it says here. It's a parsha like Hazinu. Rubo, the bulk of Hazinu, is a very unpleasant parsha. At least parsha Bichukosa, parsha Kisavo, you have some beautiful brachas, beautiful in the beginning, and also by Hadech Hashem Esakol LeBrach. Parsha Hazinu is nishtahin nishtaher. So you don't want to shortchange Yechos and Kala that they should get a parsha where you don't walk away with on a happy note. So therefore, if we call full out during Parsha Hazinu, we have to take another Sefer Torah in order to learn something pleasant. Once a Parsha Hazinu, we take out, loy plug. Every single Parsha, we take out another Sefer Torah, and we lay in the parasha of the Avraham Zaken in order that we should conclude with a bracha, Achayseinu at Tehili Alfei Levava V'yirash Zarech Yeshar Soinav. There always should be a bracha. Yeah.
I have a bracha. It's not a great bracha. I mean, it's good. At the end it says, V'yirash Zarech Yeshar Soinav.
That's not in Hazinu.
Okay, it is a bracha, but I guess we want more. We're looking for something very substantial, something very heavy. Okay, these are all the various. Okay, another time. Now, this is another very interesting thing. Is we want sixth reason is we want people to know the girl is a basula. They only lay in this parsha when the kala was a psula. When the kala was a second marriage, it was a beula, whatever the situation, the minute was bedavka hakpada not to lay in the Avraham Zaken. Therefore, it served as a reminder to the tzibur that this girl should not get shortchanged in case there's an aguna problem, or in case of death or divorce. It seems like it was a very real problem. There weren't social services in those days. There wasn't alimony, and it was very hard to convince the chassan to pay ksubas, a lot of money. And not every marriage, let's be realistic, not every marriage works out. So it's very realistic there'll be death or divorce. And what's going to do with the kala? What's going to do with the almana? She'll starve to death in the street? It was a real problem. So everyone should remember, listen, there's a ksuma. How much of the
ksuma? You got some oil, so that's what you should pay.
You don't want to go that far. Okay, we don't want to go that far. All right, we don't want to go. Okay, we don't want to go. So therefore, how much is the ksuba? It's a fight. Always a fight. Okay, ksuba, you were a ba'ula. You once married before, this, that. Who's going to know? This, that. This became a standard in society that everyone's going to remember. They laid in the Avraham Zaken. They're going to remember. No one's going to forget that. Now, we'll see also they sang. They actually said the Targum, and they sang the Nigun. We don't have the Nigun anymore. They did the Targum with the Nigun. No one's going to forget the Avraham Zaken, and that would serve as a reminder to the Tzibur that this girl, this Kala, was a Besula, and therefore she is entitled to 200 zuz, the full kesuba, in case chas v'shalom is death or divorce. Whole new approach to understand that. That's the sixth reason why some kadmonim said that reason. That's why it was done. Another reason was, but they didn't do it during the week. The fear is it reinforced the ksuba. It reinforced the ksuba. It was a reinforcement. Okay, another time. Now this is something which you really going back to time of the Goinim. Time of the Goinim, we know that when you got an aliyah, you had to lay in your own aliyah. That was the Mitzias.
About the Talmud.
Time of the Talmud. You had a lane, you had a lane. There was no such thing as a Baal Koreh. Everyone, you get an aliyah, of course, you know, Tanakh. You get an aliyah. Problem is, so, let's say, there's no question there were people that did not know how to lane. There's no doubt about that. They didn't get aliyahs. So you don't know how to lane, so you don't get an aliyah. Big deal. So you get an aliyah every single Shabbos. Who gets an aliyah every single Shabbos? You don't get an aliyah. But when it comes to the Ufruf, comes to the Shabbos Shabrachas, he got it. He's a chiyuv. The chas is a chiyuv, but a chas is a little bitchical. Not every chas knows how to lane. So they designated the maftir would be these. This works with the approach that with three psukim. Three, it was a standard in order not to embarrass anyone. Just like it used to be the minhag, they don't do this anymore. You repeat after the mesader, hare, at, nekudeshes, li. That used to be.
I think they still
li.
Do it, no?
Some places still do it.
Say li.
In order, say li, right?
Say li.
But my wife's, my kala's name is not li. My kala's name is not li.
Sally. Sally.
So this, just like we know that when it came to certain matters, in order not to embarrass Chas and Kala, you would say it, keep it simple. So therefore, everyone was trained. It became like three easy psukim. Everyone was able to memorize, even the simplest of the, everyone was able to memorize the Avraham, Zokain, Bob, Bayamim, Hashem, Berech, Hassan, Makom, Vyoma, Avram, Lavlon, Zakam, Yisrael, Mashal, the three psukim, the first three psukim, it wasn't a big deal. It was an equalizer to, in order not to be mevazeh the maftir. He got maftir, so this was the maftir. No one's embarrassed. You can learn it yourself. Very. So I guess it makes sense why the minhag fell into disuse, because since, according to this approach, since today we anyway have a Baal Koyre, so anyway he's not going to lane, so therefore why do you have to take out another Sefer Torah? Okay, so that's a seventh reason why you don't need a whole year to prepare. Okay. Okay.
Before he even went out with girls, he prepared for that. Going out on a date.
All right, is an eighth reason here, which really borders on the other reasons, and that is, in order to remind the Chas and Kala, I mean, this is just another release, or just a spin-off of the other reason, is to remind the Chas and Kala that they should be married l'shem Shemayim. Just like the whole story of Eliezer and Rivka was a model, it's a message for the Chas and Kala. It's similar to the Simcha. The first reason we gave, number one, was because of the festivities. We want to do, you know, ceremony. Ceremony always enhances.
I want you to marry who your father told you to marry.
Other time is we're talking to you, Chas and Kala. You're entering into marriage. You know, your marriage, it's a message for you following the pattern of Yitzhak and Rivka. It should be L'Shem Shabbat. So, Sacha Kor, I think we've given eight reasons.
This last one, it's too late,
isn't it? What do you mean it's too late? They're married and now they're entering into life. They're starting.
Before, they should have been done.
It's not too late. It's like the wedding videos. It's not the end. It's just the beginning of a lot of fighting. Okay. There's a message here for the Chosga. Sach HaKol, eight different reasons why this minhag was done. Mishanim Kadmonios. Now, here, let's go quickly. What exactly did they do? Did they actually make a bracha? Did they make, when they took out this first, when did they take out the Sefer Torah? Did they take out a separate Sefer Torah? So here he goes, so you get dizzy. He has sources for basically every variation you can possibly imagine. There were customs where they took out the Sefer Torah first, before they actually lain. The first thing, the first order of business is, you take out a Sefer Torah in honor of the Chassan, and he leaned, and he made a bracha. Oh, he's not a kohen. How can the Chassan make a bracha? He's not. In a chanami, this is a special takana. The Chassan made the bracha before and after. It appears the more common meaning was to do it after the Haftorah. They would lean the Parsha, and they would lean the Haftorah, and then they would first take out a second Sefer Torah, and he would lean, and he would make a bracha. They would call him up, and they would make a bracha Rishayna, bracha Achrayna, and they would lay in the second half Torah. What's the second half Torah?
Sois
Osis. Some places still do that. On time we have a Chas and Kala. Sois Osis. It's the half Torah Parashas Nitzavim. Or Vayelach. Nitzavim. One Nitzavim. Sois Osis. So that was that half Torah. Those few psukim were said when the Chasan. So that was the secondary half Torah that was said. But the Chasan made a bracha. Made a bracha. And this occupies a very, very strange. This is a very big machlokes. How can you make a bracha? Chazal were only masaking to make a bracha when you do Kriyas HaTorah, Kedusha yeah. DeSidra. So they say, so a lot of people say that's not true. That Takana is, this is a very important, you saw it, that Takana is all the source. knows that Takana is whenever you decide to lane, you make a bracha. If let's say the tzibur wants to fast, you can lane, you can take out a sefer, you can lane by yachal. If you have 10 people fasting, you take out a sefer Torah and you make a bracha. Whenever the tzibur gets together and wants to lane from the sefer Torah, there's no issue whatsoever. You take out the sefer Torah, you make a bracha, rishon, a bracha, achareina, and the pious people say, halavai, we should be doing this the whole day nonstop. We should be taking out Sefer Torah and making brachas. Obviously, everyone agrees to that. In Poland and in Germany, they were very against. They felt that Shalek didn't take out a Sefer Torah to make a bracha. Chazal only told us to make brachas at certain times. You should not abuse it. Look, in some shuls, you make haysafas. What is haysafa? Why are you making haysafas? And every haysafa you make, and some shuls, now they make haysafas, when they're really desperate, they'll repeat the same sukkim over and over again. Just like we do in Simchas Torah. You repeat over and over, because the Samech on the Pesach that say, Chazal never said seven. And seven is the minimum. You want to go lane from a sefer Torah, and any day that you want, you take out a sefer Torah, you can make a bracha. The reason is a very big machlokes apoyskim. What happens if you have more on a Monday, Thursday? You have two chasanim. They're both chiyuvim. Can you give four aliyas? So the Ramah, I think, says you should give four aliyas. Oh, but it's tichodit sibura, so he brings it over here that no, you save from tachnun. So the time you save from tachnun, it's not tichodit sibura, you can make up by giving the only reason chazal. The only reason why Chazal said you can't lay more than three aliyahs is because bittul melacha. Bittul melacha, you're not allowed to lay more than three aliyahs on a weekday.
On Tuesday, Wednesday.
No, that you don't do that far. Pash, that's a big machloikis. So in Echnami, there are poiskim that say you should make a bracha. This is Rav Pam, there are many gedolim that are opposed. This is not the minig olam. The Rav Pam was opposed. You should not have a separate reading for Noshim in the afternoon for Parsha Zohar. Because of this reason, you're in a catch-22 situation. One of Shach. Yeah, you're not allowed to take out a Sefer Torah to lane Bitsibur unless you have 10 people. And if you have 10 people, you need to make a bracha. Rishon a bracha achareina. But we don't do that. That's not the minig bizman hazet to start taking out Sefer Torah, making brachas rishon and achareina. So then you shouldn't do it. So whatever you do is no good. To take out a Sefer Torah, you need 10 people. If you have 10 people, you mechuyv to make a bracha. But we're not going to make a bracha because we don't do that bizman hazeh. But you really should make a bracha. So the best thing is don't do it. So you miss Parsha Zohar. So you miss Parsha Zohar. So you can be yoitz a Parsha Zohar by learning it from a chumash. That's not the minhag today. Today, the minhag ha'olam in every shul is Yavas, a reading here, a reading there. There's a different world today. That's the way it is. Okay, so there are different
again. Pasha Kiseitza, you can talk about what happened.
Right, there are other eights. So these are, now there's another very interesting in minhag, which is all brought down in the Kadmonim, is that the minhag was, they not only did they lane Parshas, Tashem, Berach, they also did the Targum. Like in the ancient times, the Taimonim do this. The Taimonim, not only do they lay in the Psukim, there's a Maturgamon who reads the Targum. It's recorded that even after this minute came to an end at a very early time, during the time of the Rishonim already, this stopped. This did not pass because we don't, anyway, the language changed. I don't know exactly if the language changed. We're not familiar with Targum. Anyway, with Tichot Tzibur, people too long to stay in Shul. There was Gzeris of Shema. They had to get out of Shul. Stakon to be in Shul. There are many reasons why the minute came to an end. But the minute came to an end long, long ago. We even didn't even make it past time of the Goyim, it appears. But whenever they had those people that still had the minute of laning, when it was a Chosim Kala, when it was a Shem Brachos, and Hashem Zokein, they read the Targum. So the question is why? What? But even the people who do not lay Targum, it was on this time only they still continue to lay Targum. That is what is recorded. And the question is why? Why did they lay Targum? So he cites over here one Makar that says because they would sing. They wanted to sing. This maybe is the Makar why we sing Simin Tov and Mazel Tov. We sing when there's a Chag Gesan Aliyah. Where does it come from? Why are you singing? It's during the service. How dare you? This is the holy Ivan. You die, all of a sudden you start singing Simen Tov and Mazel Tov. Where does this come from? You know where it comes from? Because they wanted to sing. And you're not allowed to sing Psukim. Don't ask like Hashma from Fried. It's a different generation. But in the Iker Hadin, you're not allowed to take a Pasuk and Chumash and make it into a song. It's Asur. You're not allowed to do this. Why do we do this? I don't know. We do it. We do everything wrong. Whatever we do, we do. We do these things. But you're not allowed. But there is absolutely no prohibition to sing Targum. So they wanted to develop to make this event, the Avram Zaken, into a ceremonial, into a.
So they sent the Targum.
So they read it, and in order that they can be Mesameach the Chosan Kala, so they would read the Targum, and they would not just read the Targum, they would sing the Targum. They ideally wanted to sing the Psukim, but you can't sing the Psukim. You're not allowed to take Psukim and make Psukim into a Zemer. It's a Chazal say, it's a Gemara, you're not allowed to do this. But it's in the way of...
They had a Chasna, I think, no?
No, never. You're not allowed to take Psukim and make Psukim into a song. You're not allowed to do that. But you can take the Targum, and you can sing the Targum, that you can do. So they bedavka preserve the meaning of saying the Targum, so they would sing a Nigun to the Targum. Okay, now there's a lot. There are other Minhagim, the other poskim that say it was they object to take out a Sefer Torah, and what they did was they said the Chosin got his Aliyah, and the custom was after he got his Aliyah, he got Maftir, before he made the Barucha Acharoina, either he or someone would read from a Chumash or Baal Peh the Psukim the Avraham Zaken. That was the custom. Not to take out some objective that taking out a Sefer Torah, you're going too far. You don't go so far, even though I told you one of the
that
reasons...
shows that there must have been a minute at the beginning of taking it out.
Well, that's the question to take out, but they didn't take out the Sefer Torah. He got his Aliyah. Before he concluded his Aliyah, he said, or someone would read the Psukim, and then he would conclude with the Barucha, Asher Nosan Lona Torah Semes. Okay, I just want to conclude by making this observation. One of the very mysterious minhagim we have is Man Hazeh is Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, we have a Chosan Torah, Chosan Bereshis. Now before we go further, which is more Choshev? The Chosan Torah, Chosan Bereshis. The Olam says the Chosan Torah is more Choshev. He's the Messiah. Normally in a shul they give the Rav, they give Chosan Torah. But if you look in the source, it's not so simple. Really, there are many, many sources that indicate that the Chosan Bereshis is more Choshev. And the proof, one of the main proofs is that the Chosan Bereshis has a new alaining. You're anyway going to lane the Zos HaBracha. The laning of Shmini Atzeres, you're going to lane five aliyahs, so you're going to lane, you're going to finish off the Torah. You anyway have to do Kriya Satara, so you're going to lane. But there's no makar to take out a whole Sefer Torah to lane Chosin Bereshis. What are you doing? On Yom Tov, Chazal, Masaka, and Yelain, Minyana Diyoma. And then you lane a Maftir. So you can take out two Sefer Torah. Who gave you the right to take out a Sefer Torah and to start laning of the first Aliyah in the Chumash Bereshis? It's a chiddush. What are you doing? You're taking out a whole Sefer Torah? How do you do this? And you're calling up a person, so anyway to lane from the Zos HaBracha, the first Sefer Torah, that's anyway what you're going to do. So the fact that you're taking out a whole Sefer Torah in honor of a person, that's a lot more choshev. It depends. You know, not all depends. You know, you talk to Talmidei Chacham, they all tell you, let's put them on the spot. So what's more choshev? They're not going to answer you. It's not so. There are many makaros that indicate that Chosin Bereshis is really more choshev.
What? Which is a bigger kivah? The aid or the
Masada condition? The aid. It depends on you. Okay.
The
Iker had then the aid. The Iker had then the aid is more chashev. But the perception by man, same the Enechanami. Okay, so you should, a person gets Chosin Bereish, you should know you got the biggest kibbut. There's no question about it. Not selling you the Brooklyn Bridge. You get the biggest kibbut, you get Chosin Bereish. There's no question about it.
Why talking about Bereish?
So here's the question. This is something that is a major, major mystery. You go look in the Svarim, the minig of what we do, the way we conduct ourselves on Simchas Torah is not more than approximately 400 years. It's a Kabbalistic, comes from Hasidim, comes from the Arizal. It spread like wildfire to the whole Klal Yisrael.
But to lay Bereshis?
To lay the Chosin Torah. You can do all you want. You can make a Mishra Berech and Chosin Torah.
No.
What?
Chazak.
What is chazak?
You're wishing the guy.
Okay, but to take out, to go make a ceremony out of Chosin Torah, you're not doing anything wrong. You're laning five aliyahs, min yonah d'yoyma, v'zois ha-bracha, the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu is also min yonah d'yoyma, shleima ha-melech, on the end of Yom Tov, v'zois ha-bracha, it's not a kasha at all why we lane the end of the Chumash Devarim on Shmini Atzeres. You lane five aliyahs, and you do them after, there's no problem. But what right do we have 400 years ago to come along and all of a sudden take out another Sefer Torah and call Chasam Reishis and make a whole ceremony? In halacha, it is a violation of halacha. If someone today... What? But it's not permitted. You're making a bracha Rishon, a bracha Achrona, a whole Sefer Torah from the Ur HaKodesh. What are we doing over here? What are we doing over here? If someone today, okay, 2015, Tavshin Ayin, will come along, oh, Shavuos, let's make a new minhag on Shavuos, we'll take out another Sefer Torah, and we'll lane some part of the Sefer Torah in honor of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. They will tell you, not be curious. What are you doing? It's a Shulchan Aruch, they're halachas. You don't go and make new things. Well, where do you come to go take out a new Sefer Torah and start making doing new minhagim? Kol Hanorin. Kol Hanorin, this is something that's a lot been written upon this, is that after the minhag is, you take all the children for the second to last Aliyah, and before the common minhag is that before the Kol Hanorin recites Asher Nosan Lanu Torah Asanes, he recites Hamalach Hagoyel Osimi Kol Ra. The common minhag is to say the pasuk Hamalach Hagoyel Osimi Kol Ra Hu Yivarech Hashem Yikavam Shmi before he makes the bracha. What? Where do you have a makor in halacha that you're allowed to be mafsik? You make a bracha rishayna, a bracha achrayna. Where do you come to take a...
In the bracha of Allah?
What?
The one that says...
Yes. He is supposed to. You have a good rav. The rav is very on top of it. Will give instructions. The children say it along with him.
That's
and they
Malkori
sing it.
Now,
Kori should not get chazak. It's a hefsek. It's a big shailah. Malkori getting chazak. Because it's a hefsek between the bracha achrayna. What's going on? So what's the one who gets chazak is not so... You get chazak. The guy who gets chazak... The person who gets chazak is not supposed to say chazak, finish chazak. It's a hefsek. So where does it come? The one who gets kol hanorin is instructed, you, the children also sing along. But that's not the ikkar. If the children don't sing along, that's not the ikkar. The ikkar is that the person who gets the leisure. What's going on over here? So where does it come from? These are new innovations in halacha which appear to be clearly a violation of halacha. Okay, one thing I left out. There's another thing I left out. The chassid, this is where I forgot to say this. I forgot this is the answer, the reason number nine. Why do we do chassid and Torah? It borders intermarriage. That's really, it's a real spin of intermarriage. But it's not just intermarriage. There was one of them in Hagim that appears to be William Carver. Is not only did the Chosn, after he laid Vashem Zokain, Avraham Zokain, Baba Yamim, and he made his brachas, they did Hagba Galila, and then he made Hakafa surround the bima. It's brought down. I have all. What? No, with the Sefer Torah. He took the Sefer Torah, and he walked around the bima. This is a minog that goes back 1,000 years from the Goinim. And the Goinim, what they're telling you was done is Torah Misinai. Okay, this is no make-believe. This is not 300 years ago. This is going back to the Kamanim. He did a Hakafa. Hakafa, one of the only Makaras of Hakafa, to do Hakafas. And why do Hakafas? So he explains this. Because the only lay, this is again, there's many variations, is because when you make a Hakafa, when you take a Shavua, You have to hold the chayfetz biyado, the kida sev biyado. What is the ikar tam? This really appears to be the thrust. Intermarriage. The Avraham Zokin Baba Yamin, intermarriage. Vayishav aloy al hadavar hazeh. Eliezer swore to Avraham, I'm not going to take a girl, a non-Jewish girl for your daughter. And he took a shvuah. No intermarriage, and you make a shavua. When you finish learning these three psukim, you take the Sefer Torah in your hands, and you make a hakafa to symbolize, I'm taking a shavua. I'm not going to intermarry. Half-flavor fella. I'm not going to intermarry. Okay, this is what reason number nine. Now, it appears that this minhag to us, Ashkenazim, okay, German descent, or from Poland, is... We never heard of this. What? To take out a Sefer Torah? This is absurd. But the truth is, we do this every single year on Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, we take out a Sefer Torah, and it's chosan, the chosan of the Sefer Torah. And we make the Hakafa, the Hakafa the Chazal say, to take a Shavua. Hamalach HaGoel, Where does it come from saying psukim? Because according to one minhag, they didn't take out a sefer Torah before the chasen made the bracha acharoina. He read the words the Avraham Zokain. All of the minhagim that we do on Simchas Torah appear to be clearly rooted in the minhag of the chasen, the Avraham Zokain. We learned in Mishlei. We learned in Koheles. So many numinous memory chazal is that Torah is called the Isha Asher Ahavta. The Isha Asher Ahavta. So Simchas Torah, what's the big deal? Simchas Torah is a time when Klal Yisrael is a chosan. The Torah is the Kala. So all we get the chosan. So all of the mikoros that go back from the Oruch and from the Tashbetz and from the Avudraham and the Ritva from the Rav Amram Goyim, all of the mikoros of things that you're allowed to do when you have a chosan on the Beis HaKnesses on the Shabbos Sheva Brachas is what we do. Simchas Torah, it's rooted 1,000 years. Hakafis, taking out a Sefer Torah, being called a chasan, doing everything, saying psukim before you conclude the last aracha. Just like Hamach, you're saying psukim, which are in Yonin Diyoma, right before, that's just like what they did for the chasan, according to this minute. They read the psukim, the Avram Zokin, before he made the chasima on the bracha. It's an ancient minhag. It's not a minhag that comes from 400 years ago. It goes back 1,000 years, such a concept that you're allowed to do such a thing. So it appears, even though it's not, we don't do it, but it appears it's mamish mushrosh in what was done. This week's parasha, the Avram Zokin. Okay.